Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Community Services Director Spencer Winsenreed joins us on today's program to discuss programming heading into the summer.
Well, Spencer, always great to talk to you. And we are at summertime here in Pella. We are recording this week as the pool is opening, as we've had some big moves with the community center and all the above. First of all, let's start with summer starting. Half of the pool is open right now. The other half will open next week. What's it been like getting the outdoor aquatic center up and running and knowing that by next week, dozens of kids will be enjoying it every day?
Well, it's always a big project. So we never know what's going to be broken or not working quite right when we open it up. But we're getting it up and going. And like I say, Tuesday next week, it should all be up and go, but even right now, half of it's up and going, and it's a good time out there. So I'd recommend anyone having trouble finding things for their kids to do to go out there and hit that up and enjoy some of the water.
Well, and there are passes still available, things like that, I'm sure. So if people want to come for a day, they can, but there are passes available.
That's correct. So, yep, if you want a day pass or a season pass, you can get those. Or if you want a yearly rate, we can do that too out there.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about the Aquatic Center in the summer in a bit. But we are actually discussing and having this conversation right now at Boss Landon because the Pella Community Center, the renovation started shortly after tulip time and now are in full swing as we hit summer. Let's start there. What does it mean to have things kind of shuffled around right now between the Art Center and you guys? And what's it like to see that the work is starting?
It's been crazy. So, yeah. So Mary and the arts department's over there. What's the name of the facility?
Memorial.
Yeah. So Mary is the memorial building right now, and she's doing great out there. We also got the golf course has been having a ton of big tournaments going on out this way, and the community center has even moved in out here as well. So if you want to find Diane and I, we're out here no longer at the community center. That place is going to be shut down until it gets renovated and gets opened back up again here probably about a year from now, if I had to guess. So, but yeah, that's kicking off here, and it's going well. That should be hitting the council packet here middle of June for the official approval, so then they can start work out there at the community center.
Which, yeah, your staff has already been clearing things out. So starting in June and heading into next summer at the Pella Community Center. And I should clarify, too, what, if any, impacts are there? Because you mentioned that the Art Center has moved. Is there any difference in services because the Community Center building is closed?
No, not at all. So if you want even to borrow things for the park as far as toys go, Diane's got those here at the golf course. All the arts activities are going on over there at the memorial building. So nothing has changed. It's all just kind of just been dispersed in different locations to make ready for the community center renovation.
Yeah, and so the community services office, for our listeners, a reminder, it's in the conference center of Boss Landon, and there are multiple offices with resources that we're, again, sitting in just as you're moving in.
Right.
We're here with Spencer with the City of Pella as we discuss ongoing recreation and community services projects. And let's shift gears then to another project that is ongoing. Last time I checked in with you, it's been about a couple months. How are we doing out at the rec center itself, the indoor rec facility?
The rec center is going real well. They're roughing in electrical, they're roughing in. They're putting the roof on top. The walls are all done. They're all set. So they're pouring lots of concrete. That pool, the competition pool, is about done right now. So then they're going to work on other things there too. So that should be opening up here probably about August next year, if I was a betting man. So we'll get that up and going. And about the same time, I would say the community center will be done too. So a lot of big projects, a lot of big dollars being spent. Thank you to those who donated for both those projects. It couldn't have happened without you. So thank you.
So rec center construction is ongoing. Another project I know that's coming up in front of the council will have a lot of soccer fans very excited next year. But one of the projects that was approved by council in the last year was to renovate the soccer complex on Neal Drive. That work is nearing completion. But with how grass works, we're waiting a year till we're playing. But that's going to come up to council soon.
Right. We're literally waiting for the grass to grow. So this project is going to take a little bit for that to fill in and be healthy enough to play on. So we're working on that. And that was a good $700,000 project, right around there, just over that. But it's going to be a great addition back into our system, so we're excited to get that one back up and going. But yes, this fall, all games will be played out at the ball fields. So that's going to be important to note there. No games at the soccer complex.
Yeah, still out at the sports park where they've been the last couple of years. Speaking of the sports park, and this was a recently approved item by the Pella City Council, as more tournaments come in and more things, there's been permitting allowed that not only will concessions still be available, but food trucks. I know that was been a fun project. So coming up at some tournaments, you may see some additional offerings.
Right. So not only food trucks, Little League's also doing the concession stand now too. So they're They're using that as a fundraiser for their arm over there. But yeah, food truck. So if you're interested and you have a food truck and you would like to bring that over, you can let me know, or any of our staff here, you can, any of us, we'd love to have you come out there and sell your products and just add more options to the menu.
We're here, Spencer, with the City of Pella as we talk about recreation offerings heading into the teeth of summer. So one of the things that the city helps organize with the 4th of July committee is Independence Day. And let's start with the day activities coming up. I know council approval is either pending or has recently happened, but regardless, very similar offerings to what's happened before with some of the partnerships you have leading up to a parade. We'll talk fireworks in a second, but the pool, all the above, fishing at Caldwell Park, all coming back for the 4th of July.
That's correct. Yep, the pool's open. I believe it's $5 for the day. Fishing at the park, that's a thing. Stuff, a lot of stuff downtown. And yeah, fireworks, we got a lot going on with the fireworks this year. So I believe last year was a bit of a fiasco with the fireworks, so they put them off early. So this year they are giving us twice as many fireworks for the same price. So we're going to have twice the show for, you know, the same amount. So that's going to be fun to see, but also recognizing that the following year it's going to go back down again. So, but this year is going to be an awesome 250th birthday of our great nation.
And I believe 4th of July activities this year are on the 4th in terms of the celebration itself.
That's correct.
So that also just gets to overall, we already alluded to it, parks are open. We have a lot of people coming to town and enjoying the festivities. Where can people learn more about the City of Pella's offerings when it comes to rentals, when it comes to the park, shelter houses, whatever it might be?
You can visit our website, or you can talk to us. There is a phone number on our website you can call, and we'd love to get you outside, get you playing. But there's lots to do. We'd love to have you outside. Come see our parks. Come enjoy the outside.
Once again, that was City of Pella Community Services Director Spencer Winsenreed. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com or wherever you subscribe to your podcasts. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.